Manasyanam sahasreshu
Kasyedhyatati
siddhaye Kasyedhyatati
Yatatavati siddhanam
Yatatavati siddhanam
Kasyanam vidhidhatvada
Kasyanam vidhidhatvada.
But of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth.
Da, de, English, again. The Manushkaranam Sahasreshu, out of many hundreds and thousands of men, Kasti Jatati Siddha. Thank you. The difficulty is that they do not know what is Siddhi. At the present moment, people are so ignorant that they do not know what is Siddhi. The major problem of life, and that is unsolved. Everyone is trying to make a solution of some temporary difficulty, politically, socially, economically. But the real solution, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshana. Janma, birth, mrityu, death, and jara, old age, bad disease, to get out of this entanglement. Dukkha dosanudarshana. This is our real miserable condition. We have to die. We have to take birth again. And again we have to become old. And there will be disease. Between birth and death, birth is very miserable. To remain in the womb of the mother, in a packed up space, within a bag, and that is miserable. Biting, the worms biting, tender skin. We have forgotten, but these were the miseries at birth, in suffocated condition, but we have forgotten. So, forgetfulness is not a solution. Closing the eyes before the enemies is no solution. Devi jisa gunamai mamo maya durataya. So long you are in material condition, you have to suffer all these miseries. Either you become rich man or poor man. You may become American or Indian. The miseries of birth, death, old age and disease, they are all the same everywhere. Not only within this planet, but also in other planets. Abrahma bhuvana loka. This is infinite. They are trying to go to the moon planet, or somebody by karmakandya conservation, they are trying to go to the heavenly planet. But wherever you go, you must know that these four conditions of material life, they are present. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshana. So if you can conquer over this miserable condition of life, janma mrityu jara vyadhi, that is siddhi. Otherwise, it is not siddhi. That if I can construct a skyscraper building, or even if I go to the Brahma Loka to get millions and millions of years as duration of life, Brahma's life, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, sahasra yuga parjantam arhajyat brahmano vidu. Millions of years. That is only 12 hours of Brahma. Such 12 hours night. Sahasra yuga again. That is night. That is complete 24 hours. Then at 30 days like that. Then 1 year, 12 months. Such 100 years is the duration of life of Brahma. So, you may go to the highest planetary system or in the heavenly planet. You can have better standard of life than this earthly planet. Or you can live for long years. But that is not the solution of your problem. That is not solution. They do not know it. Therefore, Krishna has described them as murhas. Murhas. Namam duskitanam murhas. Patvadjante narad. These murhas, they are very much proud of their education and knowledge. But if you ask them, so what solution you have made for these four miseries of life? Janma mitra jara vyadhi. They have no answer. Therefore Krishna says, the manusanam sahasresu kastrityati siddha. They do not know siddhi. What is siddhi? Yogis are engaged for astra siddhi. Anima lajma prapti siddhi. They can become smaller than the smallest and heavier than the heaviest. They can get anything they deserve. Prapti, Ishita, they can control over, even they can create a planet also. Yoga Siddhi. That's why Vishwamitra Muni, he was such a great yogi that he used to create human being from trees. So you can get all these siddhis by yoga siddhi or by any other process. But the real siddhi is how to get out of this entanglement of janma mitra jara vyadhi. That is the thing. They do not know it. Therefore Krishna says, manusanam sahasresu. Out of millions and billions of persons, one can understand what is siddhi. And even one is siddhi. One who becomes merged into the Brahman bargain. Because parampara. So, they are also not siddhi. Suppose if you merge into the Brahman bargain, the Jnani's ultimate goal to become one with the Brahma intelligence. Sādhujya Mukti. That is also a siddhi. That is also partial siddhi. That is not perfect siddhi. Because we are spiritual sparks, small. Very small. That magnitude has been described in this shastra. Kesadra satavadasya satadha kulpitasya. A spiritual spark or magnitude is 1/10,000 part of the upper portion of the earth. We are such small. And this, just like this sunshine, is combination of bright molecules, shining molecules. They are not one. They are also small atomic molecular parts. Similarly, Brahmajyoti means combination of all living entities. The spiritual spark. To become one with the Brahmajyoti means that like one bar enters into the green tree, it appears that it has become one. The tree is also green and the bar is also green. So when the bar enters the tree, it appears that the bar is now mixed up. But that is not the fact. The bard keeps his individuality. And at any time, when he wants, he can come out of the tree and fly anywhere. That individuality is there. Although apparently, it seems that he has become one with the tree. Similarly, this Sahajya Mukti means apparently he is in Brahma, but actually it is not. Because each individual soul is different. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Khetra Khetra Vya. Krishna has described that this body is Khetra. And the spiritual spark of the soul is the Khetra of God. And he says also, Khetra of God should be Manaviddhi, Sarva Khetra is in Bhava. Krishna is also Khetra of God, a super soul. So Krishna is a super soul separate from the individual soul. Not that the super soul and these are very clearly explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Anumanta upadrishta. One purusha is anumanta upadrishta. Another purusha is bhokta. So without the permission of the superior purusha, paramatma, this man cannot, this individual soul, cannot enjoy material. He has come here to enjoy material facilities. Krishna Bhuriya Jeev Bhogavan Chakore Pasete Maya Tare Japotiya. He is now entrapped by Maya and is trying to enjoy this material world. But he cannot enjoy the material world without the permission of the super soul. Anumanta, upadrashta. So they are not one, they are different. And Krishna has described in the second chapter that all these soldiers or kings who are assembled there, and you and me, all of us. Now see, he described all of them different. You, me and they. First person, second person, and the third person. So Krishna says, it is not that they did not exist in the past. And it is not that they will not exist in the future. So always, in the past, in the present, and in future, the living entities, individual soul, is always different from the supreme. They are never homogeneous or mixed up. That's not possible. Mumaimamsa jiva bhuta. Sanatana. It is not that now we have become separated. There is sanatana. Eternally we are different. Besides that, how you can be separated? Spirit is not matter. That is also described. Nainam chinnanti sattrani. It is not that as we have not experienced that we can cut into pieces one material thing. A spirit cannot be cut into pieces. The part and parcel of a spirit, it is not that at a certain time we have become cut or separated from the Supreme. No. We are individual soul eternal. Sanatana. Sanatana. That is absolute. So, therefore, those who are thinking that by merging into the existence of Brahma, they will become one, that is not possible. Not one. They remain individual. But the whole atmosphere is spiritual. That's all. But it is impersonal spiritual. There is only existence. Chat, chit, ananda. But there is no ananda. But every spiritual identity, every spiritual soul, as well as the Supreme Spirit, they are ānanda-maya brahma, ānanda-chinna-maya rasa pratibhārita. Everyone, as Krishna, enjoys. Similarly, we being part and parcel of Krishna, we also want to enjoy. But we can enjoy in combination with Krishna. That's like our part and parcel of the body, the finger, the leg, the toe, the eyes and ears. They cannot enjoy separately. When the enjoyable things of the pushta is given to the stomach, every part enjoys. Similarly, we being part and parcel of Krishna, we can enjoy life in cooperation with Krishna, not separately. So this is the actual siddhi to understand that I am eternally part and parcel of Krishna. I can enjoy eternally blissful life in knowledge with cooperation or in the association of Krishna and his devotees. That is real life. Therefore, Krishna says, jatatamapi siddhyana. Some of them are thinking that by merging into the existence of the Supreme, that is siddhi. That is not siddhi. That is partially siddhi and it is not exist. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Arujya kṛtyena param padam tata patanti adha anādhita-dusmatamra. If you do not engage yourself in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, then you cannot eternally remain in the Brahma-yoga. You cannot remain in the Brahma-yoga. You will fall down. Therefore we see so many big sannyasis. They think they have become Narayan. They address between themselves Narayan, Namo Narayan. They have become Narayan. But not, they cannot become Narayan. Some of them are manufactured with what? Daridra Narayan. Narayan is never Daridra. These are manufactured things. Neither one can become Narayan. But one can remain eternally the servant of Narayan. That is possible. That is siddhi. Therefore, Krishna says, manushanam sahasrishu kaschidyatati siddhaya. First of all, to get out of the entanglement with bodily conception of life. The bodily conception of life is meant for the animals. If he is human being, but if he is under the bodily concept of life, I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahma, I am Kshatri, I am fat, I am thin, I am white, I am black. This is it. That is identification. Then he is not even human being. Atma-tattva. Parabhava-slavat avodha-jata. Avodha-jata. Everyone is born that I am this boy. But if he continues to remain under the impression that I am this boy, then whatever he is doing under the bodily concept of life, he is parabhava. Parabhava-stāvada-vodhajāva. Everything is different. Because he is doing under the bodily concept of life. So these so-called nationalism, socialism, communism, and this isn't, that isn't, they are manufactured. They are all defeated. They have been defeated. Because next life he does not know what is going to be done. There are 8,400,000 species of Gaia. And according to your word, you'll offer. Pakitikramarani, gunitarmani sarvasa, ahankara vimurata, kattaham iti vannati. So, actually they do not know what is siddhi. They do not know. Therefore Krishna says, the manushanam sahasrasu, prasiddhati siddhi. He does not know what is siddhi. He does not know. Nati vidu sahasrasimhi Vishnu. These foolish persons, they do not know what is siddhi. And they are atta siddhi. What is siddhi? Ignorance is not siddhi. It is parava. Siddhi, real siddhi is, as Krishna says, and there are so many ways that mattatvarataramnanda, kinchijasthi dhananya, aham sarvakartavam, mattat sarvam pravartate, bhavunam janmanavante, jnanavarman pravartate, vasudeva sarvameti, samahatma, this is siddhi. To know Krishna, to know Krishna, what is Krishna? And Krishna is describing himself, what he is. The foolish person, they do not take to Krishna's inner person. They manufacture their own way of expansion. He thinks that he has become Krishna. This is foolishness. This is foolishness. Therefore, people do not know what is siddhi. It is not my bhakta. Krishna says, Manushanam sahasra. What is siddhi? If you do not know what is siddhi, what is the use? You do not know what is the ultimate goal of life, what is siddhi, and you are working so hard. So Bhagavad says, Samayavahikeval is working useless, laborious. That's all. They do not know siddhi. Manushanam sahasra sutta siddhati siddhaye jatatamavi siddhyana. But jatatamavi siddhyana tasya. These siddhas, those who are self-realized, athāta brahma jigyāsa, even if he thinks that I am the supreme, that is partial in the book, that is also light, that if you come to the sunlight, sunshine, that is also light, but that is not perfection. If you can go within the sun globe and see the origin of shining, brightening principle of the sun globe, that is it. Similarly, to merge into the Brahma is not siddhi. That is the Bhadika Sumad Bhava. That shall be the fact. Bhagavat, whatever says, that is real fact. Janmeya vindasa vimukta manina. If one thinks that now I am merged in the Brahma Jyoti, so I am now vimukta. I am now mukta, I am now liberated. So that Bhagavat says he is thinking like that. He is liberated. He is not liberated. Vimukta manina. That's why if I think I am millionaire, does it mean I have become millionaire? I am not millionaire. Vimukta mana. Why? That the tari astabhavat avishuddha buddha. Because these persons who are thinking that he has become liberated, their buddhi is not yet clean, avishuddha, sudashuddha. Abhisuddha buddha. Janmeya vindasa vimukta manina. Vimukta manana. Tai asvabhava. Asvabhava. No information of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is thinking that the Absolute is impersonal. Therefore, Asubhava, he has no information of the Supreme Person. The ultimate, the last word of the Absolute Truth is the Supreme Person. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti Sabda. Unless one realizes Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God, there is no question of purpose. And because one is not in complete perfection, there is chance of coming down. Therefore Krishna said, Kosti. Kosti Vesima. But there is chance. He, an impersonalist, becomes in association with a personalist devotee. Then there is chance of Siddhi. Otherwise there is no chance. This Siddhi, the so-called Siddhi, Vimukta Manina, I have become liberated. That he can fall down and that is seen practically. Big sannyasis, Brahma Satta Jaran Nitha, they give up this world as Nitha. But again they come to these worldly activities, opening schools, opening hospitals, and politics, and sociology. So, if it is mitha, why you are engaged in this? Therefore, Bhagavad says, though although they got up to the platform, Arujya, after much penance and austerities, they fall down. Otherwise, the common man is also opening hospital. And if a sannyasi who has rejected this world as mitha, and if he also wants to open a hospital, and a school and college, then what is the difference between the common man and this learned scholar, or learned, self-realized Brahma, Jnani? That means he has not realized what is actually Siddhi, what is Brahma Prana. Otherwise, why is coming? Param Dhishtani Vatsate. You can seize yourself from all material activities when you actually realize the Supreme Brahma. That's why you see the Americans and European war. They are no more interested in material activities. You bribe them that again you come to material activities. They will refuse. Because from this time, but they are actually liberated. Actually, and simply talking big words and become engaged in material activities. So what is this nonsense? You are thinking liberated. You cannot give up even the family affection and you are liberated. Therefore, Krishna says, Manushana answers, actually liberated person, he is a devotee. Sagunan Samatitraitan Brahma Bhuyayakal. Not these impersonalists. They do not know what is Siddhi. They simply talk big words, that's all. Real Siddhi is to be engaged. Why Brahma is mitha? Why this Jagat is mitha? The Vaishnava who knows how to serve Krishna. He does not take anything as mitha, because Krishna is the absolute truth. Why? Anything emanating from Krishna should be mitha. How is it possible? If something is prepared from gold, why you should be valueless? It is also gold. Similarly, in this world, jatobha imani bhutani jayanti, all these things have emanated from the absolute truth, then why is it mitha? It is not mitha. It is mitha, the way in which we are, behaving. That is mitha. We are behaving with this material world, with an enjoying spirit, as our enjoyable things. That is mitha. It is not your enjoyable things. It is Krishna's enjoyable things. that is true. We do not know what is true. Then we do not know what is Siddhi. Why should he? That is the expression of Bhagavata. Prapunsitataya buddhya hari sammandi vastuna. Mumukshuri parityaga. Halgoyadapatra. Why? Now suppose if you construct a temple for Krishna, the same spirit that as one, a kurni, is constructing a big skyscraper building. Bhakta is doing the same thing. He is also after the cement, after the iron, after the stone. Does it mean simply by handling this iron and stone and cement, he becomes bhakta? No. He knows that cement is the property of Krishna. It should be used for Krishna. This is Siddhi. He knows perfectly. The cement comes from Krishna. Iron comes from Krishna. Bhumira apana lobhari. Sangvati. Everything comes from Krishna. Jatobhai man jitani. Therefore it should be used for Krishna. That is Siddhi. That is this secret they do not know. And let's claim that Vidam Siddha. No. Siddhi means that Nirvani Krishna Sambandha Jukta Vairagam. Everything should be used for Krishna. That is Siddhi. That is known to the bhaktas. Not so called Kurmis, Jnanis, Yogis. No. They are not Siddhas. Therefore, pure devotees is Pandarikasita Sunnam. Jnana karmadana britam anukullena krishnana sujanam bhakti yuttam. Bhakti is the siddhi. Paramanu siddhi. Mamatita kuntiya dukkhalaya mathasatam. Jnana bhakti. Dukh. What is that? Sansiddhim paramangata. Sansiddhim. Sammaksiddhi. Paramanu. Param siddhi. That is for us to go back to Krishna. Tattādi haṁ punajjanma naiti māmīti kāmi. That is it. Caitanya Caitāmṛta Kār says that the material bhukti-mukti siddhi kāmi, they cannot be happy. Bhukti-mukti siddhi kāmi sakali asānt. They cannot be. The kurmis, they are trying to be materially happy in this world, in this life, in the next life. No, any life, you can change your life in so many times that you will never be happy. Because you are asanta. You want something. You want some benefit, material benefit, or spiritual benefit. Spiritual benefit to merge into the Supreme, that is spiritual benefit. Material benefit to get some material profit within this world, this life or next life. So that is bhukti. Bhukti and mukti. And merging into the spiritual refinement, Brahma Jyoti. That is also a chance. Because after all, he is wanting something. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami. He wants something. It's a must. And yogi is there, plainly wanting some siddhi. So they, every one of them are wanting in me. Therefore they are asant. They cannot be asant. Krishna bhakta nishtha. Krishna bhakta does not want him. He does not want him. He wants to serve to Krishna. That's all. Mama janmani janmani ishtare bhavatad bhakti gahoyitati. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Janmani janmani, it doesn't matter, I take my path, one after another, it doesn't matter. But I want simply to be engaged in your life. This is nishtha. Janmani janmani means not with mukti, to stop repetition of birth. A devotee does not want it in that. In Jnani, they want stopping this repetition of birth. But bhakta, they do not want even stopping. Narayana parasarvi na kutasana vibhati. Sargāva-parva, Narakeshwari, Tulla, Sudarshana. Just like one being, you are surrounded by Lord Shiva. If you become a demon, you have to take devotion. He immediately accepted. Yes, I will accept. Bhagavan, he said, let's see, Narayana Parasatva, not Kutasthana Vidya. I have condemned him to become a demon. He has accepted. Yes, sir, he said. Kutasthana, not Kutasthana Vidya. This is not happening. So, our, this Krishna consciousness is like that we simply want to serve Krishna. We have no other desire. No mukti, no bhukti, no siddhi. That is real siddhi. That is real siddhi. So people do not know. The real siddhi is to approach, to go back to home, back to Godhead. And either you go to Vaikuntha or to Goloka Vrindavan planet after giving up this body, Taktadi, Hampunarjanmanaiti, Mami. That is reality. Not this Rova Siddhi, Jnana Siddhi, Karma Siddhi. That is not Siddhi. Therefore Krishna says, Manushanam, Sahasis, Kaschidjatati. They do not know what is Siddhi. That is the difference. Thank you very much.
All right.